The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Winners and sinners on The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Alison Curtis is with me, presenter of Weekend Breakfast on Today FM, and comedian Jim Elliot picking winners and sinners from the week gone by. This is a novel thing now, Alison. We've a little bit of audio to play, do we?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay, let's hear it.
Are you two an idol?
Craig.
What?
Craig.
I don't understand Leo. The question.
Craig.
Don't lie on me.
Look, we met. I had never met Pamela before.
I heard.
We met on set.
Mm-hmm.
And we discovered we had a lovely, budding chemistry.
Yeah.
A connection.
As two actors. And it was like, oh, this is nice. Let's not mold this. Let's just let it breathe. And that's what we did.
So that's what we're doing right now. We're watching the beginning of the breathing of a budding relationship. Okay.
So that's Pam and Liam. Are they an item?
They are definitely not denying it.
So they're not an item.
No, they
Come
are.
On.
They are. They've
they're
pretty
not.
Much confirmed it. People Magazine.
Really?
You have to believe everything in People Magazine. So Pamela Anderson, Liam Neeson, both have had interesting careers, interesting personal lives. He hasn't dated anyone since, tragically, his wife passed in 2009. And she's been married five times.
It's long since his wife
yeah,
died.
Yeah, it's crazy. She's been married five times, twice with the same guy, so four times. And had like...
Who'd she marry twice?
Some player, poker player dude. Don't ask me, I only know Tommy Lee.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought she only married Tommy once.
Only once, but the poker dude twice.
Okay, poker dude.
Anyway, but she's having a moment, and I love her. Like, I think she's great. Like, I didn't watch Baywatch, but, you know, I just think her as a person and all this animal rights stuff she stood for over the years and all that kind of stuff. And the fact that she's doing the no makeup thing and everything about her is, I just really like her. She's Canadian, and we need a good news story. And their little antics on the red carpet, super cute. That clip is actually from Today's show in the US where the host Craig Melvin just went for it. He's like, are you actually dating? And they're not denying it. And it's just lovely because neither of them have had a nice romance in a really long time. And they're clearly mad about each other. Hmm. And they did the Naked Gun press tour. They had both their sons. So they both have two sons. Both sons are all the same ages on the red carpet together. And it's
the Brady Bunch.
Family moment. Yeah.
I don't think they're going out.
I think they are.
No.
Cynical. I think they're going out and
Do
I'm
you?
For it.
Yeah.
I think they'd hide it if they were going out, you
Why
see.
Why would they hide it? What's to hide? They're both celebrities and they know the game. There's
it's
going to be
out.
Some kind of buzz around it because they're both very famous movie stars.
I don't think they're the kind of people to do it for the press tour. I'm just going to say it. And the
no.
other thing I really like about it too.
I think you're projecting. You don't know these people.
I feel like I do. But the other thing that I love is that it's like this story, along with, say, Martin Short and Meryl Streep as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're talking
about... Sorry,
are
they going out?
Yes, that's
They're
confirmed.
Definitely going
that
out.
That is confirmed. But it's like we're talking about people
that's
that are...
That's a weird one.
Even
Sorry,
in their 50s
that is weird.
Or 60s. We're talking about romance when people are in their 70s. That's
yeah.
nice.
Romance is not
Instead
just for the 20-year-olds
like young
with the 0% body fat non-Ozempic aided.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's for us old fogies as well. It's
yeah,
great.
Exactly. That's
them.
What I love about it.
Are you looking forward to the movie, Jim?
I'm going on Sunday. I can't wait. The early results. Do you know it's at 100% on Rotten Tomatoes?
It's called the funniest comedy of the year so far.
I can't wait. Here's my fear, though. Like, I when they said they're going to remake The Naked Gun, I immediately put my head in my hands like, ugh, more remakes. And then they said Liam Neeson was going to star in it. I was a fan of that casting. Because the whole point that why Leslie Nielsen was so great in the original was because he played it straight.
Yeah.
He plays it completely deadpan straight. And who's better at deadpan straight, borderline terrifying
yeah.
than Liam Neeson? And he's done a bunch of those parts. He was in Ted. He was in Atlanta where he's playing the straight scary guy for laughs. He was in Dairy Girls. So he can do comedy.
Oh, he was so funny
So
in
I
that.
Was immediately like a little bit hopeful. Like, I hope they don't ruin it.
Yeah. Because
a lot of the remakes are just so terrible.
In one of his interviews, he was saying he's made 100 movies and he's never had a connection with anyone. Like he has with Pamela. So there
well,
you go.
Then.
I'm obsessed with this story.
I believe he called it a career highlight.
Yes.
Like, what's the highlight of your career? You've done 100 movies. And he said, working with Pamela.
There you go.
I can't wait to see it. I don't believe it.
You know, she dated Julian Assange. She wrote poems to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a fan of that.
Yeah, I didn't think you would be.
A quick Google.
I think at the time she was with him, it was more of a human rights thing, wasn't it? Because that was when he was
protect the animals.
Ecuadorian embassy
kind of in that
in England. Like, yeah,
space.
If you're upset about zoos,
Look, Karen,
you're probably going to be upset.
I think that's weird. Does that not betray a bit of weirdness in your personality?
That you
just see a kind of a Swedish guy hold up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London on the news and you think, I'm going to start dating him remotely.
Maybe that was a fake story. and you're not believing this one.
Stop defending
us. I see Pamela Anderson looking at a guy his name's gone out of my head.
Assange.
Looking at a guy like Assange and looking at all the coverage of him and thinking it is quite possible that the actual person behind all this coverage is very different to the coverage because she's very familiar with being misrepresented
there
in
you
the
go.
Media. So perhaps they had that in common.
You're defending people who start dating like prisoners. You know what I mean? These like weirdos who write letters to them, you know, because they followed their trial on telly.
Love cannot be contained.
Love finds a way.
Love finds a way.
All right. So that's your winner. Joint winner.
Yeah.
Pam and Liam.
Just their love story is my winner.
Who's your winner then, Jim?
I got a good one for it's Irish comedians are having a moment in Edinburgh.
Sorry, I usually. Oh, right, okay. I thought this was going to be a shameless plug.
Are you in a negative mood now?
No, I'm not, yeah.
What has you so salty today, man? It's Friday of a bank holiday. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, I just, Pammy's off the market, That's what I.
That was actually very inconsiderate of us to talk about.
Didn't have
about
a poster.
That.
I had a Pamela. I had a Baywatch poster, but not Pamela Anderson on my wall.
What, first did you
poster
have David I put Hasselhoff?
What?
Yes, guilty.
Are you kidding me?
I had Shawnee. Remember Shawnee from Baywatch?
How did you get a Baywatch poster without Pamela Anderson on it?
Because Shawnee was the original Pamela Anderson. Before CJ was in... before CJ, which was the character, Pamela Anderson's character in Baywatch, was Shawnee from Baywatch. And she is... I don't know. I can't remember her. Brooke something. I know Claire, producer Claire, is going to come to my rescue here.
Not Brooke Shields.
Shields, but she was also in Under Siege. She jumped out of the cake. Remember she jumped out of the cake?
Now I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, exactly.
I remember her. A formative scene.
Erica Elniak was the original, before CJ,
she was
the original pinup.
I didn't watch Baywatch either, but I have seen Under Siege. That's the only scene I remember.
Yeah.
When she pops out of the cake.
I remember too, Jim, but we will move swiftly on before we're accused of being complete creeps.
Yeah, exactly. What just happened in here? Irish comedians are killing it right now. Irish comedians in Edinburgh are killing it right now. Rolling Stone UK announced a list of shows you gotta see in Edinburgh, like 10 comics. And there were some unknowns on there, and there were some heavy hitters on there. Michelle Wolfe was on there. But there were not one, but two Irish comics called out there. Killian Sunderman and Michael Fry. Massive online, so you guys should all be following them anyway. But if you're going over to Edinburgh, you should check those two guys out. Another guy worth checking out is Vittorio Angeloni. He's from Belfast, and he's been killing it so hard that he actually had to interrupt his own tour 2 weeks ago because he got plucked to go over to Montreal for the Just for Laughs New Faces Festival.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
It's not as big as it was in the 90s. In the 90s, if you got that, you were coming away with a six-figure TV deal from out of that. But he's got his own tour out. He's in Montreal. Or he's going to be in Edinburgh. Aoife Dunn is killing it online. Her show called Good Grief is going to be in Edinburgh. It's going on tour all around Ireland in September. There's another comic I want to call out that's having a moment in Ireland, not an Irish comic, Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell.
Did you go to her Three Arena gig?
No, I didn't go to her Olympia gig, but I've been seeing her because she pops up at the clubs. She's been workshopping this hour at the clubs.
Yes.
And, she's been famous my entire life, and I completely forgot that she got her start as a comic. She's got chops, man. The writing is sharp. You get a chance to go see Rosie O'Donnell, you should do it.
Have you got a shameless plug then, since we're wheelhouse?
I'm gigging. I'm not going to Edinburgh, but I'm gigging all over Dublin club spots. JimElliottComedy.com. Jim Elliott Comedy on every single platform. Check me out there.
Let's keep going with the shameless plugs. What's on the show this weekend, Alison?
Well, it's bank holiday, so we're going to do a big roundup of events that are happening around the country tomorrow to get you ready for Sunday and Monday. If you don't have plans, if you're last minute like me, we're going to have them for you.
Okay. If you're not going to All Together Now.
No,
for the
I'm
big
not,
quiz
actually.
At 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
You are.
I'm hosting that said quiz.
Oh, right. I hope you get big bucks for that.
Mega bucks. Yeah. Wow. The privilege of
putting my kids through school
going
now.
To Waterford for a couple of hours. We had a clip of Pam and Liam a little bit earlier. We've got another clip.
Good.
This is Sydney Sweeney.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My genes are blue.
Sydney Sweeney has very keen.
So, right, you're going to have to do a bit of exposition on this one.
Okay.
Because there'll be people listening, they won't have a clue what the story's about.
Right, so Sydney Sweeney is an actress, a stunning actress.
Not that much exposition.
No, okay.
Go on.
Well, maybe people, do they? White Lotus season two.
Yes.
The one she was in. And
she was in a fake romance like Pam and Liam with Glenn Powell.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a fake romance too. Like the other fake romance we've been talking about.
That was a movie. The movie was they had to pretend to be in love.
They fake romance.
And you thought it was real.
They fake romanced on the red carpet for the press tour. Yes.
Sorry, yeah, coming back to me. All right. So American Eagle is a clothing chain that just last year said we're in big trouble. So then obviously somebody up above sat down and said, let's make a pretty controversial ad about our product. Sydney Sweeney's brought in. I have to say, with this ad, I'm surprised that either she or the hundreds of people that work with her didn't catch it in the net and kind of go, this could go very badly for us. So the whole idea is she's got a new denim item, like jeans, that are going to, and the proceeds go to a domestic violence charity, which is also maybe problematic. But it's like, I've got good jeans. So alluding to the fact that she's blonde, she's blue-eyed, the whole Aryan race, the white supremacy business, that's basically what people are taking away from the ad. And then there's a part where she goes, eyes up here, and they move on down to her boobs and back up again. But the whole thing, there's two things. One is if they said, I've got good jeans, but used a whole bunch of different models.
Yes. It's actually a clever thing. I've got good jeans.
That's the most clever play on words.
Because we're doing audio.
Yeah, yeah.
They're spelling it in the ad with a G.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got good jeans.
And then they cross it out and bring out the J version.
Yeah.
Or
marketing. But she really leans into the, as you say, like she specifically says, blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they could have, whatever, used different models or just said, I've got good jeans, but not actually have the word genetic, whatever, written on the wall and crossed out.
She does have good genes, though, probably.
Probably, but that's beside the point. Like, timing, and arguably, if this came out 10 years ago, possibly, maybe, wouldn't have gotten the same attention. It's just the white supremacists are having a moment at the moment, right? And everything is gaining traction in the States, and it's just feeding into that. No one's a winner, really. I don't even know if American Eagle are going to be a bit winner out of this, because people, I think longstanding, it won't backlash against her, probably. People will forget that it happened. But it's like if people have a complaint about it or reading into it, which they obviously want you to do, they're just going to go, oh, the lefties are whinging again, as Fox News has done. And then obviously then the rights, if there's anyone with, you know, active brains and that side of things, they'll be like, maybe we're justified. So like nobody's winning in this scenario.
Yeah. Unless there's people who are so delighted that one of the big mainstream retailers has leaned into the whole Aryan race thing that their sales go through the roof.
Yeah. And also what's really strange, sorry, is that American Eagle is very much geared to women. And lots of women were posting online on TikTok. Like there's been a huge reaction to this. They're all like, Cindy's boobs are not going to make me want to buy these jeans. And it's not like a...
I have to say, I found that a more jarring thing in the ad than the blonde hair, blue eyes thing. I thought that was kind
of... What does that say about you?
Yeah, well, I just thought it was a weird thing to put in an ad in 2025.
Yeah.
You know, I thought the other thing was a bit like, I almost feel like they kind of stumbled into this kind of through sheer stupidity, the Aryan thing. And as you said, if they just had not just Sydney Sweeney, but a couple of other people who looked slightly different. But of course, they're all going to be good looking. And that's fine. That's just the nature of marketing.
In every population.
And they all said, we have good genes, grand. You wouldn't even notice. But again, if in all of those cases, like the camera panned down to their like
boobs,
cleavage, and they'd say, oh, back up here.
I just think like whatever about American Eagle, they're like, they zoned in on something.
But it's a bit under siege.
And people are talking about it.
It's a bit Erica jumping out of the cake and under siege.
But how none of her people caught it is strange.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that it may have been deliberate. You say, I've got good genes, and it focuses, and she says, blonde hair and blue eyes. Perhaps they're trying to corner the German market for jeans. They're sick of the dominance of Levi's in Berlin, and they're like, we know what these people
Sorry, they
like.
Know there's zero tariffs on the jeans from the States going into Germany. They realize there's a huge market in Germany.
They're smart after all.
They're so clever. Yes, Nordic sales of American Eagle jeans. Through the roof.
They teach that in business
school. It's not even quality clothing, I'm going to say.
Oh, is it not?
No, back
I don't
in the
think
day,
you get them here, do you, American
no,
Eagle?
This no, this is back in the day. I bought some stuff there.
All right. So that's your sinner, the Aryan race. Who's your sinner, Jim?
My sinner for the week is an app called Tea. Have you guys heard of the Tea app?
No.
It's
T-E-A?
T-E-A. It's the Tea app. And it's not tea like Irish people think tea. It's tea like Gen Z thinks about tea.
Spilling it?
Spilling the
Microwaving
tea.
Microwaving it.
No.
I got in trouble for that earlier.
So your children are younger. No, just kidding. Yeah.
Your children are younger. You get it. When the kids say tea, they mean gossip.
Gossip.
They mean the story.
Give me the... Sorry, Alice, don't laugh at me. Don't what's the con- how did they put it? Use it in
spill
the sentence.
The tea.
Spill
no,
the
use
tea.
An entire sentence. Spill say, oh, spill the tea.
Yeah.
Oh, so mom, spill it. Well, tell me about what they say. Spill
but
the
they
tea.
Won't say spill right. the tea. They'll just say tea. Give me the tea.
Give me
what happened.
What happened? Give me the tea. Give me the tea.
Or they'll wait until after you drop some gossip and they'll just go tea.
Or they wait.
They'll just say that's their assessment. They'll just say tea.
Yeah. So the app is called Tea.
The word
rocketed
is.
To number one in the App Store last week. The point of the app is it's basically like crowdsourced reviews for men that you're dating. So it's an app for women. And the app, and the, you log into
like
the
rate
app.
Like Rate My Teacher.
And
but
you, rate
My
rate
Date.
My Teacher, it's only it's Rate My Date. Exactly. You log in, you go, I'm in Cleveland. I went on a date with Steve. Steve is a dentist from here, here, here. Turns out he's married. And it's stuff
so
like that.
So why is this your center?
It's gossip. Well, because in order for, they were trying to control only women were supposed to be able to join it because they're gossiping about men that they're dating.
Or
so that you had to
warning
upload.
Warning women, I would say, not gossiping.
Warning. Well, I mean, I imagine there could be positive, but no, everybody knows positive reviews go nowhere on the internet. But anyway. So
maybe
in order
Steve's
to
unhappy in his marriage, Allison, you know? They you don't know what's going on there.
Maybe he just likes Coldplay.
Maybe he just likes Coldplay. In order to join the app, you had to upload an ID document to show that you're a woman because
all
they
right.
don't want any men sneaking in there and dropping fake
yeah.
tea. Then they got hacked because their data protection practices were garbage. It wasn't so much as a hack as it was just an access yeah. of their own website. 77,000 women's IDs and proof of address uploaded to the internet.
Oh, nuts.
So across America. So that it's a massive data breach for the people that were on the T app. And I think it's kind of relevant with what we're seeing going on in the U.S. or in the U.K. right now with the online safety bill where companies like Spotify and Reddit are going, you're accessing stuff. If you want to listen to the explicit version of this album, you better upload your ID. How much are we just have to fire hose our IDs out to every single company now? And maybe they can protect it and maybe they won't. So that's my sinner for the week is the T app.
That's
do you know
bad.
What? There's a business in, and I'm giving this away now. And someone's going to become a
should
multi-billionaire.
You not TM-less?
Sorry, if I just say TM, is that
yours.
How it works?
Yeah.
All exactly. right. Okay.
Cool. Oh, wow.
TM. So a platform whereby they will verify your age. So you only will upload those documents to a single platform.
That platform.
And that platform then has a relationship with all those other providers.
Okay.
And that's how they verify your age is through that platform. So you still are uploading it, but you're not relying on Spotify servers to be protected and
right.
Netflix's and Instagram's and everybody else's. You just have there's a single company that does it. And then they then have business-to-business relationships with all those other companies.
So what happens if they get hacked?
That's obviously the possibility, but you're only all the data is just they only have to protect that one site as opposed to protecting multiple
that's
sites.
That's a good idea, man.
It's a great idea.
Let's get you down to
it?
A startup workshop. Introduce.
I think that's a great idea. That's how people make their money in this game. It's the being in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being in the middle.
Yes.
But like anyone who's listening, I said TM.
TM is totally yours.
TM.
I don't know why you think would let people know that information?
You think people are going to trust you with their IDs? That's what you're saying.
You're saying,
you can't trust Facebook with your IDs, but me,
trust
Kieran
me.
Cuddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Kieranslockbox.com or whatever
I
we're calling
it. I like it, yes.
I just don't
TM, Kieranslockbox.com.
But I just think if anyone wanted to like steal my identity or whatever, they'd be like, oh God, she lives a really boring existence. Like, this isn't worth it. And she has no money. This isn't
What are you
going to
do
it.
With my identity?
Yeah.
Exactly. What are you going to, pay my mortgage for me?
Or anyway. So the T app, T-E-A.
The T-E-A app. So they're, I imagine they're done now, but that's my sinner for the week.
It's the sinner. Jim and Allison are going to stay with me. We will be back with the last bit of the show.
Ignition sequence start.
This is the last bit of the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Yes, it is the last bit of the show. Jim, what is the Pop-Tart Bowl?
What is the Pop-Tart Bowl? Okay.
Great
American football.
Cultural export.
Cultural export that's coming to Ireland. So college.
Like Aryan jeans and Big Macs.
Exactly. We know what we're good at and we export it worldwide. College football has championship games at the end of the year. There's obviously the big one, but then there's like 30 other bowl games between different conferences and yada yada. They used to have like fun names in the
it's
80s.
It's like the
and
Orange
90s.
Bowl and the Rose Bowl and all
bowl.
These things.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
Tropicana Bowl, the Florida Bowl, all of those bowls. This one used to be called the Sunshine Classic because it was in Florida. But because corporations have to slap their name on everything and there's got to be profit made, it is now the Pop-Tart Bowl. The last 2 years.
But Allison, you haven't heard the best of this.
Hold on a second. It's sponsored by Kellogg's, of course. course, it's the Pop-Tart Bowl. So there are Pop-Tart mascots. Wait. Life-size Pop-Tart mascots that cavort during the bowl and delight the crowd. And after the game, the winning team's mascot then gets sacrificed in a giant toaster on the field and eaten by the players after the game.
Brilliant, isn't it?
That's the Pop-Tart Bowl.
America! Yeah.
America.
Pop-Tarts are aimed at, like, a younger crowd, though, right? And I do always think of burning my mouth when, like, all I think of is burning your tongue.
If you're a college football fan, I guarantee you, you eat Pop-Tarts.
Okay.
That
right.
This is solidly in their demo.
I stopped around the age of 13, but go for
but
it.
But why is it relevant to Ireland? Who
yes.
cares? Because there's the Aer Lingus Classic is coming up in 3 weeks. We've got a college football game in Dublin, Kansas State versus Iowa State. Now, Kansas State and Iowa State are the previous champions of each of the last 2 years at
right.
the Pop-Tart
Bowl. So they're bringing their Pop-Tarts.
So they're bringing the Pop-Tarts.
And the toaster.
And the toaster
top
to
class.
Dublin.
Are there tickets available still?
I'm
oh,
sure
this is amazing.
Listen, it's I can't imagine anything more American. It is a metaphor.
Could you imagine everyone turning up?
Because you have to eat
F-16s
the mascot. F-16s
just flying overhead over the Aviva as this Pop-Tart erupts from a toaster.
A metaphor for Christianity wrapped up in capitalism in service of an entertainment profit, entertainment product that relies on unpaid labor. I ask you, find me something more American. I
Brilliant.
Dare you.
Oh, my God.
Are ladybugs your anything else?
I can't
week?
Recover from the
No, not ladybugs.
Bowl.
What? Yeah.
Ladybugs, yeah. So a collection of them is called Loveliness.
A Loveliness of Ladybugs.
Yes. So I only discovered that. I'm like, you know, I wasn't born yesterday, and what else do I not know, is basically what I was thinking at lots, apparently. But lots of animal collectives of names. That,
right.
like So
know,
caterpillars and army.
I know the crows, I think.
Murder.
A
that's
murder
my favorite one.
Love it.
Parliament of Owls, I like that one
a
as well.
Parliament of Owls.
Yeah, that's good.
Wonderful.
Sharks, a shiver, and cheetahs is a coalition. But the Loveliness, ladybugs. So I'm like, yeah, apparently there's a lot to learn. Even though I'm old now, there's still a lot to learn.
A Loveliness of ladybugs.
Do you know what? Like ladybugs are in Irish. A Boeen Day, which means God's little cow.
God's little cow?
Yeah, because they're little spots on them.
Yeah. Oh.
God's little cow. Isn't that
Have
nice?
Have you ever been bitten by one?
No.
They bite?
In Canada, there's orange ones, and they do, like, they do like, the little...
Do they?
Yeah,
give you a little
and
nip.
It's really pinchy.
God's
you're
nasty little fuck. Cow.
Yeah. Nasty little cow.
Okay, so then, right, before we go... Quiz time. You
oh,
weren't
no.
expecting this.
Oh, boy.
Alison, you walked into it. You walked right. into it. A mob of...
It's not dolphins.
Kangaroos.
Oh, Italians.
A
mob of Italians. A dazzle of... Dazzle of...
Oh, bees?
Zebras.
Wow, zebras.
Yeah. A flamboyance of...
Flamingos.
Yes. And a scourge of...
Politicians.
No...
Canadians.
Scourge of mosquitoes.
Oh,
you
yeah.
only got one. Jim.
Oh, boy.
All right. A conspiracy of?
A conspiracy of YouTubers.
Lemurs.
Lemurs.
A prickle of?
Oh.
Prickle of? Think about it now. Prickle.
Porcupine.
Yes.
Yeah.
You gave it away.
No.
Still, Jim gets
I
the point.
There.
A battery of?
A battery of seals.
Battery of barracudas.
A battery of barracudas.
And I like this one. A kaleidoscope of?
A kaleidoscope.
Oh, I do know this
What's
one.
What's colorful? Parrots?
No. Don't.
No.
And butterflies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jim wins. Alison gave you the two that you
well,
won
yeah.
with. But anyway,
2-1
to Jim.
Yay.
On that note, Jim Elliott, Alison Curtis, thank you both very much. Enjoy the bank holiday weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Same to everybody at home. Like I say, at the Go Loud Lounge, 2:00 on Sunday, the quiz. If you enjoy that scintillating quiz with Alison and Jim, more of the same, I promise. No, I don't promise. Anyway, it'll be better. From 2 to 3 in the Go Loud Lounge at All Together Now. And I'll be back here on Tuesday at 4:00. Talk to you then.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.